This is Lauren Rhodes, radio tour for the Amgen Tour California, and you're listening to the Fredcast. Je m'appelle Lauren Rhodes, le radio tour de l'Amgen Tour de la Californie, et vous écoutez Fredcast.
Welcome to episode 63 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and stage 7 of the 2007 Amgen Tour of California. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. Welcome to part 7, the last in our week-long coverage of the 2007 Amgen Tour of California. Today featured a circuit race along the Long Beach Grand Prix course in front of thousands of screaming fans. I had the honor of viewing the race from within the race command vehicle, and I'll bring you interviews with the people who keep the package rolling along. Following that, I'll have a quick recap of the day's race along with comments from the post-race press conference. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike hammer, just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. The Fredcast is brought to you by Cambria Bicycle Outfitter, providing quality products and unparalleled customer service to the cycling community for over 20 years. And here's another reason to shop at Cambria. Use the promo code found in tonight's show notes at www.thefredcast.com for 20% off your entire order at Cambria Bike. Cambria Bicycle Outfitter, they outfit the world. Welcome back to the Fredcast. All right. I have to confess, it's been a week, a whirlwind week of some amazing cycling, and I've had just a great vantage point for all of it. And I had planned that today in Long Beach, I was just going to be a spectator. I was going to enjoy the Lifestyle Festival. I was going to enjoy just sitting in the grandstands and watching these world-class cyclists do what they do best. But then an opportunity presented itself, and I am not one to turn down opportunities, as you may have learned. If you hadn't learned it before this, you certainly have learned it this week. I was honored to be asked to ride in today's race in Command 1. Command 1 is a California Highway Patrol SUV that has more radios in it than I could count, and it is staffed by some great, amazing individuals whose job it is to keep this race rolling along safely and smoothly and keep obstacles out of the racer's way. Command 1 is the lead vehicle in the caravan every single day, and it's staffed by CHP officers Jim Leonard and Tom Gunther. And sitting in the back seat, manning the radios, talking to everyone involved in the race, from the technical director to radio tour to today, Long Beach Police Command, is David Cody from the Georgia State Patrol. I was in awe of these guys on the first lap, just watching what they do and the professionalism that they bring to this bicycle race. And round about lap number 2, I had a chance to talk to Lieutenant Cody from the Georgia State Patrol, and this is what he had to tell me about his role here at the Amgen Tour of California. I got Lieutenant David Cody from the Georgia State Patrol. How's a guy from Georgia end up here at the Tour of California?
I guess just by living right and knowing the right people. Actually, I was fortunate enough to be involved in the Tour to Georgia year 1. We're currently in our 5th year, and the great people at Medalist Sports saw value in my experience and brought me out here to work with these guys with the California Highway Patrol as we did last year's race and again this year.
So this is your second year here. Do you have much left to teach these guys from the CHP?
Well, even after all the years I've been doing, there's always something new to learn. So let's hope that we always continue to learn. But it's just great for the sport that we can bring races of this caliber to both the East and the West Coast. And, you know, the fans are fantastic. The crowds are huge. The weather's been great. So it's been a great experience.
What are the differences between racing here in California and racing in Georgia?
Well, they're very similar in a lot of respects, just a lot more hills and mountains. We have some beautiful hills back on the East Coast, but just seems to be an abundance of them here, and certainly the traffic.
And for you guys, what's the what's your job here in the command vehicle during the race?
Well, I serve as a liaison between the CHP and the race organizers as we move this caravan down the road. It becomes kind of a network for maneuvering police assets as well as caravan race assets around.
I've heard you guys refer to it as the envelope or the package. Tell me a little bit about how that works.
Well, this is very much like a presidential motor detail. The only difference is the riders set the pace in this, and in the presidential motorcade, we set the pace. So we have to be very reactionary, heads up, and quick thinkers.
Well, Dave, thanks so much, and thanks for doing such a great job.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
Up front, driving Command 1 is CHP Officer Tom Gunther, and I had a chance to talk to Tom shortly after we had to corral a Team HealthNet car back onto the proper side of the road within the package. And this is what Tom had to tell me about his role in the race and about how CHP officers get chosen for this detail.
I actually volunteered to be the Golden Gate Division coordinator last year for the three stages that are up in the Bay Area. And then out of that, they asked for further volunteers to do the whole race, and I volunteered and was selected and very happy to be doing it.
So which division are you from, and you're following the race from the start all the way to today's finish?
That's correct. My hometown, my home station is the beginning of this race in Sausalito in the Marin County area, and we followed it all the way for all eight stages.
Now, you told me that you're going to be going to Georgia this year. Tell me what you're going to be doing there.
I'll be doing what Lieutenant Cody is doing for us here. It'll be race command and coordinating the caravan along with the police services in Georgia. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great opportunity to see his operation and see how and to learn things from him. He's been a great mentor to me here in California. We've learned so much from his experience, and now really looking forward to going back and seeing him work it in his state and laugh at him a couple times and watch him cram me in the back of a car for 8 days.
Oh, he looks comfortable. Come on. For the rest of the CHP officers that are here, is this a real preferable detail, something they want to do? How do they get chosen?
Well, last year when we first started the race and started selecting officers, nobody wanted to do it. We were begging people to come out and go, you know, leave home for 10 days and travel with this unknown product that we had last year and a pretty steep learning curve that we went through. And so this year we were able to bring a majority of the same team back together, but now we get hundreds of requests to participate with us. And the ones who were selected by their individual commands for reasons that individual command has. We try to pick them from all over the state so that if Amgen, AEG, and Medalist Sports decide to go other places in the state, we'll have knowledgeable people available to help us out as we move forward.
What are some of the things that you've learned and what have been some of the more surprising things about doing a bicycle race in the way that you've been doing it?
Well, you know, I'm a big race fan. I enjoy watching it on television and have done the lime green shirt volunteer work before at the Solano Bicycle Classic in Fairfield, my hometown, and was very happy. I just love the sport. So to be this close to it and to watch it at this level is just amazing, to be part of it. The one thing I really am amazed at here with AEG and Amgen is just the complete professionalism that they've put forth in this race. And it really was surprising to see the big health festival and it's like a big circus atmosphere, and that was kind of surprising to see that the first time.
Lastly, what would you say is the most difficult part of this job for you or for any of the other officers out here?
Well, you know, we try to make it the competitiveness of it, obviously, is a huge thing for the cyclists and for the officials. And our job out here really is just to make sure that the competitive playing field that we provide them, the roads in California, stay clean and safe for them. We think we've done a very good job. We're very proud of our efforts here. But that was really the hardest part, and it really isn't that difficult. We put together great teams all up and down the state. It wasn't just the 10 guy or 12 guys in this caravan. It was actually hundreds of officers up and down the state that just locked down these roads for us, made this, from what the commissar has told us, to be the safest roads in the world. And I just couldn't be prouder of that. So just the to make it, is there anything hard? Some of the planning gets a little tight and difficult, but once we get out on the road, it's actually very enjoyable and just a great experience.
Tom, thanks for talking to me, and thanks for the great work that you and all of the other officers have done this week.
Thank you very much. Welcome aboard.
Again, just another amazing experience out there on the road today to add to the other great experiences of the week. My thanks and a huge tip of my hat to David Cody, Tom Gunther, Jim Leonard, and all of the other public safety officers that were out there on the course, whether they were in the CHP package that traveled with us all the way from San Francisco down to Long Beach, or whether they were like Deputy Thompson at the Santa Clarita Sheriff Station, a local police official that was out there helping to keep the racers safe and the spectators safe, and to make this the really fantastic event that it has been all week. All of the public safety agencies did a really great job, and they certainly have my respect. Well, today was the final stage of the 2007 Amgen Tour of California, and it was a circuit race around the streets of Long Beach, California, with the Queen Mary safely berthed in the background and a fireboat out in the bay making fountains of water. It started out as not such a nice day. It was a bit cloudy and there was a little bit of drizzle, but by the time we got into the racing, the clouds parted, the sun came out, and it was just another beautiful California late winter day. The course followed part of the route of the Long Beach Grand Prix. As a matter of fact, they brought out some of the same barriers that they use at the Grand Prix, as well as some of those grandstands. And there were thousands of fans in the grandstands and lining the course for the entire 7.5 or so mile circuit. There were 10 laps around that circuit for a total of about 77.5 miles. And right into lap one, a break began, and it lasted for quite some time today. It lasted all the way until the very last lap, but the peloton never really let them get that far ahead, as the gap never widened to more than 3 minutes. In that break were T-Mobile's Adam Hansen, Health Net's Timothy Johnson and Carl Menzies, Slipstream's Danny Pate and Steven Koza, Toyota United's Sean Sullivan, and Priority Health's Ben Jock Mains. By mile 43, the break was so far ahead of the peloton that Danny Pate would have been the virtual yellow jersey out on the road. And so Discovery needed to have a plan. Here's Levi Leipheimer talking about what their strategy was for the day.
Well, we knew that everyone would come out and be aggressive. It wasn't going to be a parade lap around the, you know, around the circuit today. And we counted on the other teams wanting to win the stage. And you saw that there were a number of teams who came to the front. BMC was the first one to come. And then you saw Health Net, Credit Agricole, Rabobank. And, you know, we just tried to keep the gap close so that it was manageable for those teams to bring it down to a sprint. And that's what we did.
By midway through the last lap of the day, the brake had been reabsorbed by the peloton, and it was obvious that it was now up to the sprinters. Here is stage winner Yvonne Dominguez from the Toyota United team describing that last kilometer of the race.
Well, I can tell you, 4 laps ago, I came to Brown's wheel, and I stayed there the last 4 laps trying not to lose his wheel, because I knew he wants to win, and he's a pretty good rider going around, I mean, between the other guys. So I stayed there in 500 meter. His teammate took off. He was second place. I was behind him, and as soon as he started going for the sprint, I started going too, and came to the finish, almost for the finish. So.
Now, of course, the Graham he was talking about there was Rabobank's Graham Brown, who took second in today's stage. Third place went to Gerald Ciolek from T-Mobile. Fourth, Luca Paolini from Liquigas. And fifth went to Robert Forster from the Gerolsteiner team. Well, at the end of the day, Levi Leipheimer's yellow jersey was indeed safe, and Levi Leipheimer wins the overall general classification in the 2007 Amgen Tour of California in 24 hours, 57 minutes, 24 seconds. Second place, CSC's Jens Voigt. Third went to Discovery's Jason McCartney, and he deserves it, especially for the work that he did for his teammate Levi Leipheimer on the Santa Rosa to San Jose stage, making sure that Levi would be able to rejoin the break up Sierra Road and come into San Jose safely in the yellow jersey. Fourth, Bobby Julik from Team CSC. Fifth went to Stuart O'Grady from Team CSC. Sixth, Christian Vandevelde from Team CSC. Seventh, Michael Rogers from T-Mobile. Eighth went to Ben Day from the Navigators Insurance Squad. Ninth, Franco Pellizzotti from Liquigas. And in 10th place, Ryder Hesjedal. I hope I said that right, Ryder. I'm really sorry about that. From the Health Net, presented by Maxis Team. Well, as you notice from the listing of the general classifications, Team CSC had a pretty good week. They won the team classification in the Amgen Tour of California, and here's their team captain, Bobby Julik, talking about the race and about his team and teammates.
I thought this race was much more of a bike race than last year. I thought the racing was fantastic, and I think everyone saw a great individual winner, a very, very strong team that he had. And it was just much more interesting this year. I think that all of the riders here definitely were more fit and more aggressive. And, you know, Levi and the Discovery Channel definitely earned this race. But we got in a couple wins as well, so that was good for us to always start the season with a couple wins, takes the pressure off. We're happy again with the team classification. That's one of our priorities. Being the number one team in the world, we always want to win that classification in almost every race, if not every race that we do.
Of course, Levi Leipheimer was asked for his reactions to the win and how he felt about his team, and this is what Levi had to say.
Well, like Bobby said, this year's race was extremely competitive, and I had said to Jens on the podium, I told him thank you very much for such a great race, because CSC and the other teams really put a lot of pressure on us, and without that level of competition, that this victory would not be as satisfying as it is, and it's really one of my most satisfying victories, because our team really had to fight hard, and I don't know if any other team could have done it besides the Discovery Channel.
Speaking of his team and teammates, Levi did comment on the loss of George Hincapie in that crash yesterday and the fact that he broke his left arm. Obviously, George was not in today's race, and Levi had a few comments about that, as well as some news about George's future over the next few weeks.
Obviously, that's a big blow for the Discovery Channel to lose our star Classics rider, George Hincapie, and is the way it looks now, he's going to miss the Classics, and that's a big bummer for us and him. You know, this race wasn't supposed to be so difficult for us to win, but we lost Alan Davis, and then George getting injured, Tony crashing, and really the team was put under a lot of pressure. So again, you know, it was a big blow for us to lose George, and all I can say is that we wish him a very quick recovery, and we're looking forward to having him back, because he's obviously one of the key riders on the team. He's extremely strong, and the team is not the same without him.
Now, depending on how you're listening to this podcast, you may have heard a little bit of whispering in the background. No, that was not me talking to somebody I was sitting next to at the press conference. That was actually Christophe Laurent speaking with Jonathan Vauders. They had a microphone in front of each of them, and Laurent was speaking French to Vauders there. And the reason Laurent was up there was because he did indeed win this year's King of the Mountains jersey for the Amgen Tour of California. Laurent of the Crédit Agricole team. The best young rider went to Robert Gesink of Rabobank. As I mentioned earlier, the team classification went to Team CSC. The most aggressive rider went to Danny Pate, and he certainly was aggressive in today's stage, and I think that was well-deserved. And finally, the points winner for this year's Amgen Tour of California went to Juan Jose J.J. Hayedo of Team CSC. Finally, Levi Leipheimer was asked whether this was his most satisfying win of his career, and this is what Levi had to say.
I think this is definitely one of my most satisfying victories because, like I had mentioned before, you know, CSC and all the teams came out and put a lot of pressure on us, and we withstood that pressure, and there was blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, George, you know, breaking his wrist, Alan out of the race, Tony crashing. Brian Van Borg yesterday was ill at the beginning, but he suffered through. And you know, really the whole team, I mean, even the third place finisher had to do a lot of work the last couple of days. That shows that we were under a little bit of pressure. So it was maybe my most satisfying victory. But, you know, if you compare it to, let's say, the Dauphiné last year, I mean, that's a race with a lot of history. I'm not sure, you know, probably 70 or 80 years of history there, and a lot of great champions have won it before, and a lot of the legendary climbs of the Tour. So, to be fair, I don't know if I could call it my biggest victory, but I tell you, I have a wall at home with some jerseys on it, and this is definitely going to go on that wall.
And with that, Levi Leipheimer rides off to Europe, I'm assuming, to get ready for the start of the major season, depending on what happens with Paris-Nice, of course. The race organizers were asked how they felt about this year's race. They were very happy with the weather. As a matter of fact, one of them commented that perhaps God might be a cyclist, because that's why we got such great weather. Don't think I'm ready to go that far, but it was great weather. There's no doubt about that, other than a little bit of rain in the Monterey Peninsula area. They were also asked about the future of the Amgen Tour of California. They said that they're looking at other cities, possibly going as far south as San Diego. They're also looking at possibly doing something at altitude, or perhaps some sort of a mountaintop or hilltop finish. I know a lot of the riders are really pushing for that, including Levi Leipheimer. And they're also talking about the possibility of expanding the tour to up to 10 days. So that should make for a really good race. The state's big enough. The crowds are big enough. 1.6 million people viewing this race is a lot of people. Might make that one of the largest sporting events in the entire United States. They're also saying that there is a possibility of becoming a pro tour event, but that wouldn't happen until possibly 2009. So we can only hope that that would happen. How amazing would it be to have 20 pro tour squads racing here in the United States? I think that would be phenomenal. Well, I really hope that you've enjoyed my coverage this week of the 2007 Amgen Tour of California. I hadn't intended on doing a show every day, but I got caught up in the moment and the enthusiasm, and quite frankly, I had so much to tell you and so many interviews in the bag, there was no way that I could not do this every single day. Now, originally, I had a sponsor, a secondary sponsor, lined up for this week-long coverage of the Amgen Tour, and unfortunately, they fell out at the last minute, not because they had a lack of interest or desire. They certainly had that. It was simply a financial thing for the company. So unfortunately, this was all on my nickel. So I don't normally do this, but if you're so inclined, and if you've appreciated the coverage as much as I think you have, do me a favor. Go to the website at www.thefredcast.com and click on that donate button. A couple of bucks here and there will certainly help cover the cost that I've incurred traveling around the state this week. I certainly would appreciate it. If you're not able to do it, no sweat. I totally understand. But for those of you who are, $5, $10, $20 here or there would certainly make a difference to covering what we've done this week. Finally, I want to say a huge thank you, and thank you is not a big enough phrase to express my gratitude to everyone who has helped me this week, everyone who has agreed to be interviewed this week, and everyone associated with the 2007 Amgen Tour of California, from Amgen to AEG, and especially to the folks at Medalist. Thank you for everything that you've done, and a special thank you to three very special people, as I've mentioned them before, Christy Berry, Lewis Runyon, and most especially, Chuck Hodge, all from Medalist Sports, all superior individuals, and all three of whom were amazing to me this week. A huge thank you to them from me personally and from the Fredcast listeners in general. Well, that's going to do it once again. Please, if you've enjoyed the coverage, consider making the donation. If you'd like, send me an email. That's at thefredcast@gmail.com. You could also send a voicemail to the Fredcast listener hotline at area code 206-203-FRED. And don't forget to visit the website at www.thefredcast.com, where I've posted pictures from all seven stages of this year's 2007 Amgen Tour of California. To find those photos, just look at the top of the page. There's a number of tabs there, and click on the one that says Photos. Thanks again for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed the coverage. As for me, I'm going to be taking a week off. I'll be back in 1 week with the regular Fredcast, getting back to regular stories and regular features as always. In the meantime, enjoy your week, but most of all, enjoy the ride.